Severino last night was just terrific. I mean, you had the 12 pitch at bat. That was an absolute war. That was so much fun to watch. Gave you a pinnacle moment like that. Battles through, throws 98 mile an hour heater on the outside corner, dots it to get the strikeout. He had 10 strikeouts in the game. They talked about in the broadcast how the Mets are looking at him to get more strikeouts, which he kind of has done his entire career. His strikeouts are a little bit down, but you know, overall, I don't think there's, when he's pitching the way he's been pitching, other than his last start, you know, you don't mind pitching the contact on some level, especially from the rest of the rotation not going very deep into games. Yeah, you want strikeouts, of course. You want domination, sure. You don't want the ability of soft contact leading to a hit or an error or whatever the case may be. Sure, strikeouts are the most efficient way to get an out, but ultimately, you do need to get deep into the game, especially now. But he comes through with strikeouts. His fastball looked great. His off-speed looked great. I mean, he's a guy right now that I can't do without. And, you know, this team and this offense and the guys who've stepped up here, whether it's J.D. Martinez, whether Lindor, the team captain, who hits a big home run in this game, like they've done and are playing the best baseball of the year and arguably as good a baseball as anybody in the league right now. They are as hot a team as Major League Baseball has. And the lineup looks like the lineup we had hoped it could be heading into the year. Because you headed into the year, you knew Senga was down, right? You knew you didn't add much to the rotation other than some guys like Severino, Minaya, who are, high ceiling, low risk, and they've come through for you. The bullpen has had its moments early on in the year. It was solid with, you know, guys like Reed Garrett being unbelievable and Ottavino having a real good stretch, and at least, you know, Diaz at the early part of the year was maybe not his best self of 2 years ago, but at least a reasonably good reliever and closer. And you were getting by with that, but the offense had continued to just mire you in this inconsistent baseball. And that was supposed to be the strength. And now as you watch this team, as you saw even Vientos break a 0 for 13 or 0 for 14 with a bomb to deep center field, Nimmo has found the power stroke. Lindor's been a different hitter since moving to first in the lineup. And they've just been a force right now. And J.D. Martinez has been what you hoped he would be, a professional hitter, a hitting savant, as Alonso said during his during the broadcast last night when he was mic'd up. And we'll get to some other things he said throughout the course of the show. But, I mean, right now they are playing as good as anyone. And for me, this report from John Heyman and others that you could still possibly see the Mets sell. And I actually did mention it a couple days ago. The idea that they had so much pitching depth that you could still sell. But like as this is going on and as you're watching this team play, like right now Severino's their best starting pitcher. Right now, Severino is a guy who you would feel great about pitching in a playoff game. I know his history with the Yankees hasn't always been great. He forgets what time the game starts and whatever else. Got lit up in his first ever postseason outing. He's had some moments, even at his peak. But right now, you are seeing a guy who is, you know, looking to rebound his career on a one-year deal, who is showing emotion, who is showing riding 98 mile an hour fastball and even into the 90 and 100 pitch count. And you're seeing a bull and a horse is what we've seen from the New York Yankees the first 4 years of his career, whenever he was out there. And for me, on some level, do I understand because of the depth and because of how well Severino's pitching that maybe you could get someone to give you a big time prospect? Maybe. And you feel like you can supplant him because you got Scott and Budo down in the minor leagues pitching well. You got Peterson coming back pitching fairly well. You got, you know, a McGill who, I mean, right now he's their worst starting pitcher, I suppose. But I don't think it's as bad as people have said. I mean, just, you know, how long ago was it he threw the 7 shutout innings against the Dodgers? It's not like he's been a complete waste. He's been what you would expect from a back end of the rotation starter. So while I do admit that the overall depth of the rotation is far better than we thought heading in, and if the team was in a different situation, it might make sense to kind of, you know, feed both beasts to both contend while trading and acquiring assets and while building for the future and while trying to, you know, shape this team for a long run of sustained success, the way the owner says, the way the owner consistently repeats and regurgitates to you. But right now, as I look around the American League, the National League, Major League Baseball, and I know maybe we're being, you know, biased in the short term. Maybe we're letting the recent week and a half, 2 weeks, maybe even more than that, 3 weeks of excellent baseball from the Mets cloud our judgment, and we're forgetting about the team that started the year and the reason why still, after all this stretch of great baseball, they're still two games under 500. Maybe we're forgetting the first part, and it's a big recency bias. But as I look at this Mets team, point to a team, and I know the Braves are you know, starting to get their act together offensively and just took two of three from the Yankees, and their pitching is solid, and Sale is having a great year. And despite the fact they've kind of, you know, come down to earth this season and haven't had what we expected to be the Braves season, that they're still very good. But right now, all right, the Braves, the Phillies, the Dodgers. Who else inside the National League can you tell me certainly is better than the New York Mets? That the Mets can't beat? That if you got into a playoff series and Kodai Senga comes back and is throwing well, and you're throwing Senga and Severino, who can't they? And maybe, you know, Christian Scott, if he really establishes himself down the stretch, who can't they beat with this offense right now? And we talk about the crapshoot nature of what the Major League Baseball playoffs have become. There was a time where selling made a ton of sense. And I still tell you, still, at this moment, I'm still not there, where I don't think they'll buy. I don't expect them to buy. And I know the report said they'd be willing to buy. I don't think they're going to buy at all. I don't. But I'm sorry, you cannot try and feed both. You can't try and play both sides of this and still scratch that itch of trading and getting prospects while still competing. That made sense at the beginning of the year. You were going to break it down last year. You were going to go in with less superstars. You were going to have less people predicting you to be in the World Series. But anything can happen. The team still has a pretty damn good offense. You got the best closer in baseball returning from injury, and that there was hope for some sort of building while winning. But now you're here. Now you're watching a team that has shown you over the course of the last 3 weeks that when they're playing well, they're as good as anybody. And you can't take what right now is the heart and soul and glue of the starting rotation in Severino and ship him away because, hey, we got depth and still can compete anyway and we'll get a great asset. And that sounds wonderful, right? Like as the words came out of my mouth there, wow, what a plan. You could still have great starting pitching and acquire assets. Hey, what's better than that? Other than you got to give yourself the best chance to compete in the Arizona Diamondbacks were in the World Series last year. The Arizona Diamondbacks. The Texas Rangers won it. And they had some lineup, sure, but their bullpen blew it down the season, cost them the division, and yet were great in the postseason. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. And I can't trade away right now. And so reports that you're trying to, you know, do both, I don't know how they view it. And reports are always just reports until they get implemented or until they are turned to be true, turned out to be false or accurate. But man, oh man. I would, if I'm a Met fan, I'm apoplectic if they trade Severino. I mean, it would have to be for some unbelievable package. You would have to be getting just a can't-miss prospect or the best prospect of an organization or something that just knocks my socks off and makes me feel a hell of a lot better about this team moving forward, and I'll take my chances in the starting pitching and turn my argument against me and say, hey, well, if anything can happen, then I can win with any starting pitching. Like, okay, I get it. But for me, Severino's going nowhere. J.D. Martinez is going nowhere. Not with them playing like this. This team has shown you too much. And I'm sorry, Mets fans. I get the idea that you want to do what this owner has been saying and have sustained success and be in the playoffs, you know, and not have it treated like some sort of major life event. It's not every time they make the playoffs back-to-back years, it's like we landed on the moon again. I get it. But when you're in the middle of it, you can't just, you know, snub a season right in the face. Like, you can't just ignore it. And we'll see where they get. There's still a lot more baseball to play. They still got another month before the trade deadline. This could go one way or another. They could stay hot for the next month and put themselves in a position where they are battling the Atlanta Braves for top wild card, or they could fall out of this thing and everything I just said is meaningless and you trade everybody. But right now, if this continues, the idea that you can do both, I don't love. Pick one. You want to trade everything? You want to trade everything and just break this thing down because you don't believe? Then acknowledge it and do it. Or do you want to keep everything because this team has done too much and has played too well to try and, you know, split the baby and feed both? You can't do it. Pick one.